Hello, family and friends, and welcome to the Emmanuel Pearlgate Daily Devotional for today. We pray that your spirit will be fed, so you will be able to go through the day with Jesus on your mind and the power of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Feel free to visit us at www.epbcsf.com to learn more about us and to virtually worship with us through our virtual video library. Enjoy today's devotional.
Week 29, Thursday. Today's topic: what came first, the fruit or the tree? You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, Yahshua, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. That's John chapter 15, verse 16 through 17. It was mutual. Do you remember saying that as a teenager about a breakup? It was usually followed up with someone saying, "No, I broke up with him," or "No, I broke up with her." It seems so important to clarify who was the initiator. In today's text, Jesus made it very clear that in your relationship with him, that he alone was the initiator. He chose you and he chose me. And not only that, he appointed you. Being appointed is a much bigger deal than just simply being chosen. He has set appointments for you. For what? To go and bear fruit. What does that mean? In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 23, the Apostle Paul listed the fruit of the Spirit. They are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Clearly, God has appointed you to bear and demonstrate this fruit in your life. Fruit can also be the production of new believers as a result of your life. Are you leading people to Christ? Can people see the evidence of the fruit of the Holy Spirit in your life? With whom have you been appointed to share Jesus Christ in this season of your life? Father, will you show me appointments for this season in my life? It is in the mighty and matchless name of my loving Savior, Jesus Christ, that I pray and I glorify your mighty name, Yahweh. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in with us on today. We pray that you enjoy today's devotional and that it will be a blessing on your life. These devotionals are broadcast Monday through Saturday, so remember to tune in for our next devotional. For information, you can contact us at www.epbcsf.com. May God bless you and continue to keep you. Until next time, be blessed.